It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it. It's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get going here and stimulate the conversation. Wednesday's upon us, the 14th of August. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler here to discuss the issues of the day, some of the first news of the day, the most important stories. This discussion that was sort of prompted by Attorney General Holder over the weekend, the so-called war on drugs, and not to put too fine a spin on it, Kenny, but the complete, pretty much utter failure of the war on drugs to do anything that's positive, I guess would bring him into a sphere of approval, at least from yours truly. As you know, I'm not a big fan of his, generally speaking, but I think at least if there's nothing that he said that really has much value other than bringing attention to the war on drugs, is probably a good place to begin. It seems to have stimulated, as I said, a lot of conversation. The Justice Department, in the latest information that I've seen, says it no longer wants to pursue mandatory minimum sentences for certain low-level nonviolent drug offenders. Do you remember when this got started? In whose administration? Was it Reagan?
Or yeah, I think so.
It was Reagan, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah, just say no.
Yeah, Mrs. Reagan, yeah. So that didn't work. The support from both sides of the aisle is pretty interesting. Patrick Leahy, who's a senator from Vermont, Democrat, he's someone, I just love telling my story about him. I've only met him a couple of times, and he's the chairman of the Agriculture Committee. And so I went to a hearing in Washington for dairy farmers. Most of you know I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And so I was outside. There was a cow that had been brought from a dairy farm in Virginia out on the lawn in front of the Senate office building. And as you can imagine, the rhubarb and the hubbub with the photographers coming around taking pictures. Bernie Sanders was out there, a senator from Vermont. And there were four or five other senators, a woman whose name I don't remember, from Wisconsin, I think, or Minnesota. Anyway, the point was that Leahy and I had a conversation, and he seemed to know who I was, in addition to being a farmer, but it didn't color the conversation. In fact, he and I walked away from the conversation, and he said, have you got a minute? And I said, sure. And so he told me a joke. It wasn't off color, it was just silly. And, you know, you get to see sides of people. This is what a lot of folks don't appreciate. So, if I can digress here for just a second, when thinking about him, and by the way, Rand Paul is the other side of the aisle that really is onto this, and you'd expect that kind of from him. And he's somebody else that I appreciate, frankly. There are a lot of these guys, and the women too, but I don't know whether, I'm trying to think of some of the women who seem to be able to sort of be themselves. Some of the women, and I don't mean this to stimulate negative reaction, but you can react to it whatever you want to. 888-302-3684 or email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Ken at DougSteffen.com. Ken's monitoring social media, Twitter, at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. So, anyway, the essence of expressing or understanding appreciation, a way for you to look at everybody with objectivity. You know, there are some people who just say, I don't like him because, or I don't like her because. But maybe turn it around a little bit and think about why you might like that person. And that sort of puts a different spin on it. Like Leahy, there are certain things about him, the votes he's taken in certain circumstances, I probably don't appreciate or approve of. But I appreciate his sense of humor. I appreciated his being grounded with me. I appreciated the fact that he is interested in dairying. And I also appreciate the fact that he is very expressive. He's very much into, this is how I feel. The things, when you're a representative, and he's a representative, I think it's good to represent the constituency. It's funny how that happens in politics, Kenny. We seem to vote for people because we agree with their position, when in fact it would seem that in a representative form of government that they represent your position, and that maybe is as easy as a mechanical poll of what your constituents think about whatever the issue is. Ever think about it that way?
I think about that often, that that they seem to forget that they're supposed to work for us.
Yeah, right. All right, so anyway, what are we getting social media-wise on this war on drugs? What are some of the people who are listening to us thinking?
Janie says, Obama and Holder, in charge of everything, responsible for nothing.
Well, that's an appreciation you can express for sure. What else?
Andrew says, Rand Paul and Eric Holder rightfully advocate the against the war on drugs, the former for fiscal reasons, the latter for social progression.
Hmm. And both of those, by the way, are good conscious reasons not to support the war on drugs, I think. Anything else that you think is pithy?
Pithy? I don't know. Rad says, Attorney General Holder will let nonviolent drug offenders walk, no doubt to make room for us gun owners.
All right, there's a little cynicism. And whether or not, whether it may resonate with you or may not resonate with you, it's okay. It's an expression. People expressing their points of view, and that's why this is healthy. Ken Kessler monitors lots of talk radio programs, talk television programs, to help us put a spin, especially during this hour. It's a color on the issues and what people are saying. So we'll bring you a couple of representative samplings of that in a matter of moments. And if you care to call and express yourself on how this stuff is all fitting with you, the discussion and the discussion of this at this moment, and the war on drugs in general, how has it worked? 888-302-3684 on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buying a new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus, get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it?
Of course you would.
The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave horrible stuff in your mouth for an hour. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
Let's get it started. Start the school year with a tech upgrade at Office Max. Save big on the new Dell 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop for just $399.99. This incredible price includes LoJack for laptops, anti-theft security for 90 days. Details in-store or at OfficeMax.com. Office Max. The hot deals start here. Offer ends August 17th. Restrictions apply.
My school bus is my limo. No wood and no jeans. A few dollars got me in now. Cause mom's gonna brush up your way.
go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
All right, let us quickly get into the conversation here, not from my point of view or Kenny's point of view, but the point of view of a host named Bill Carroll, who doesn't think that the changes in the war on drugs are going to make any difference at all.
It's the dawn of a brand new day in the United States of America where you're probably not going to go to jail anymore for drug possession. It's not going to be a big deal. I have a few problems with this. First of all, most importantly, don't believe it's going to change much, especially here in California. When was the last time somebody stayed in jail for more than 30 seconds on a minor drug possession offense? Even with mandatory minimum sentences, there's no room. They just get kicked out the back door. So I don't think we'll notice any change in California, and maybe that's what's inspired the Obama administration to act, saying, well, you know, it's already kind of happening by default anyway. Let's look like we're in touch with our base, and we've long believed that we send too many people to prison for no good reason. The war against drugs is not one we're winning. So I think the white flag is being waved by the Obama administration. We are surrendering in the war of drugs. Well, that's good, because in Mexico, where a lot of the drugs flow into this country from, the new president there's pretty much given up on the war of drugs. Yeah, right? I mean, you don't hear about as many people being beheaded anymore because the government just kind of stay out of their way, stay out of the drug cartel's way, and we'll have a more peaceful country. Okay, great. That's I guess we could solve all crime by just not enforcing any laws. There'd be technically no crime on the books, right? You could declare a great victory. Look, we charge no one with anything. Well, that's because we don't set out to charge anyone with anything. You'll get a lot of people who agree with them on this. And it's tempting to agree because it seems like it's a smart idea. But there are a lot of practical reasons it doesn't work. Let me give you the background on this. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, made a big announcement. And a lot of people in law enforcement say this is absolutely a game changer. Some of his critics and even some of his supporters are saying, why didn't they do this during the first 4 years? Why are they waiting till now to do this? If this was the right thing to do today, it was the right thing to do then. And they're also going to need some legislative changes. So some of this is kind of pie in the sky thinking. They can do some administratively. They can make changes about how they enforce things and don't enforce things. And you know what it all comes down to, really? It's, and they've advised their U.S. attorneys around the country to think about how they write up the charges in the first place. They want to find a way, just make sure the language doesn't fall into the minimum sentencing for drug possession. So there's some administrative changes going on, but they're going to have to be some legislative changes, which are going to be a lot harder to get. They think they believe they've won over some conservatives on this. But we'll see, once the public gets to dissect it, what kind of backlash they get on them.
All right, you may be interested to know that Bill Carroll is a Canadian who's working on a radio station in Los Angeles. Whether that affects his thinking, Canadians looking at this thing differently than Americans do. Richard Nixon actually used the term, the first usage of the term goes back to 1914, the war on drugs. Nixon was pretty active in his involvement. And that administration was, I think it's really interesting to get into the heads of some of the callers. So got an excerpt from a talk radio program where the host talks to the caller about something very specific, and then we'll take a few of the calls as time allows here. 888-302-3684, because we're all about exchanging ideas, sort of exchanging mental fluids, if you will. Doug's Good Day at 21 after the hour.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Longevity.
Thank you, listeners. You spoke, and we listened. At Chef5MM.com, we've made our checkout process more secure and user-friendly than ever before. Chef 5-Minute Meals, unlike anything you've ever seen. Self-heat in just 5 minutes. You don't need anything except what comes in the box. Visit Chef5MM.com to see this innovation for yourself. That's Chef5MM.com or call 888-959-6502. 888-959-6502.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Nothing. Group. That isn't really a group. Edwin Starr is the voice behind the message here. War, what's it good for? Absolutely nothing. That pretty much goes double for the war on drugs. It's been good for absolutely nothing. 888-302-3684. Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler. And we began this hour talking about the war on drugs. I think we have a lot of material here, and how much time we give to it. Well, let's spend a minute or two listening to Dan Mason talking to a caller on his program. The caller is surprised to find that he agreed with what Eric Holder had to say.
Hello, Jim.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge. I'm not a drug user. But I've always been opposed to mandatory sentences being passed by legislators for judges to go by, for the simple reason that what's the role of the judge at that point, or what's the role of the jury to set a sentence? I don't think it's their prerogative. And just as an aside, I would also say, yeah, I listened to Eric Holder's comments. He's always looking to kind of get mad at everything he says, because I usually do.
I couldn't
get mad.
No, I know.
Yeah, so
that's the scary part. It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, so
we don't expect that from him, do we?
No. All of a sudden I'm listening to him like going, well, that's pretty reasonable.
Now we're still on the edge of our seat, though. We're waiting for the catch.
There's got to be a trick. Okay, what's next? What's tomorrow going to bring?
888-302-3684. Here's Robert listening in Maryland with some approval on the idea.
I think that this is definitely a move in the right direction, although I think it's on a continuum. It's definitely baby steps, because what's really needed is basically, first of all, full-on legalization of some of the so-called Class B drugs, such as marijuana, stuff like that. Because what's going on, a lot of these guys who are being incarcerated are basically, at that point, stigmatized as second-class citizens. They're not able to get jobs, they can't vote, and so forth. Whereas, though, a lot of people, who advocate private prisons are doing so simply for a profit motive. I think that these profit-driven industries such as private prisons are nothing more than a detriment to our country, because when these prisons were institutions, were pretty much initiated, crime nationally was at an all-time low. The so-called drug war that was initiated through the Reagan administration at the time took place doing an all-time low as far as drug crime and so forth. And what happened was they needed to pretty much justify the so-called war on drugs. And what they did was that's when they went down towards Central America and got caught with their hands in a cookie jar with the whole Sandinistas, Nicaraguans, as far as funneling drugs up through the country via the CIA. And that's what they used to pretty much justify their so-called war on drugs. And they started a huge national marketing campaign by painting certain cities as being drug havens, and even had a so-called poster child in the name of a guy named Willie Horton back in the 80s. This was all created by Reagan, the so-called drug war, again, during a time when historic lows were running crime by an all-time low.
888-302-3684. Here's a Sid in Kentucky with thoughts on the proposed change.
I think this is an incredibly savvy political move. The Association for Safe Access is a national organization just got started trying to make it possible for people who are using marijuana medically to have safe access. And I think that he's going to the Democratic Party is going to get a lot of votes in 14 and 16 if they can make this happen. A lot of votes, almost guaranteeing a win.
All right, so the war on drugs as we continue here on Good Day.
No hoodie, no jeans. A few dollars got me in now.
Cause moms, remember, I shop your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Nearly half of all Americans suffer from some kind of pain due to chronic inflammation. Anetoblock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anetoblock is so effective in preventing excessive inflammation and reducing the pain, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anetoblock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-882-9732 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Anetoblock is now looking for real-life testimonials for anyone who has back pain, muscle pain, or painful arthritis. Call 800-882-9732 to get your free supply and get out of pain today. Just call 800-882-9732 for details. Call today at 800-882-9732. That's 800-882-9732. Again, 800-882-9732.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Yesterday gone, today is here. Let us work diligently toward understanding what it is that you're thinking about the issues of the day. Let's move on from the war on drugs. I think that would be a good thing. I have an interesting story here. Well, I think it's interesting. Let's see if you think it's interesting. Sort of what they call shop talk. I remember how Paul Harvey used to always, when he'd do a story about radio or television, mostly radio, it'll be about somebody who was the host of a program or something going on, interestingly, at a radio station to carry his program. So here's shop talk for today, Kenny. This has to do with a radio station in Albany, New York, where this is, by the way, a sports talk radio station. They're investigating somebody perpetrating a hoax. Now, we're all capable of that. Whether it's this side of the microphone or the other side of the microphone. But here's a really interesting scenario. The station allowed a caller who claimed to be a New York Yankees player, or a former New York Yankee player, Shane Spencer. This guy called, said, "I'm Shane Spencer," claimed he took steroids. The caller was not Spencer. The entire half-hour conversation was a complete fabrication. Spencer heard about the interview and was not happy at all and called the station and said, "What are you guys doing? That wasn't me." Mostly because steroids have become such a lightning rod in Major League Baseball. No player who hasn't either past or present been involved wants to be connected. And that makes good sense. So anyway, yeah. But you see, that's the sort of thing that could happen. There's a fellow named Phil Hendry who does fairly good radio, I think. He's very clever and creates conversations with himself. Most people in the audience don't even get that the callers aren't the callers. Or, well, they sound like the callers, but they're not. They're him. He's talking to himself using different voices. And it's pretty clever, frankly. But he comes up with all kinds of wild stuff. It's complete fabrication. But it's interesting and entertaining to listen to. So I don't know how you get into trouble. And maybe people say, "Well, ethically, that's horrible." Well, that's not the radio station's fault. When somebody calls, I don't know who you are when you call me at 888-302-3684. You could be, for all I know, You could be Barack Obama. I'm not sure he's up yet. Think he is, Kenny? Think he's up? Maybe ready to go.
Not likely.
Barely. All right, anyway, so that's a story that I thought I'd pass along as we move into another one of the issues of the day, and that is the fate of Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger ran the crime syndicates that controlled crime in Boston and New England for a long time with a co-conspirator called the FBI. Members of the FBI conspired with him, and they've already been on trial, some of those people anyway. But this has been a very interesting eye-opener for a lot of people. And that includes, it's like a television show. You bring in some of these mobsters and you listen to them, or you watch them. Here's a report from Deb Federick. She actually talked to Kevin Weeks, who worked for Whitey Bulger, and he testified against Whitey Bulger and probably helped to convict him on at least some of the counts. So here's that conversation.
As Whitey Bulger's mob enforcer, Kevin Weeks says he buried the bodies, moved the guns, and collected the cash which bookmakers and businessmen paid to stay in business. Weeks was one of the government's eyewitnesses. Last month, he came face to face with his one-time crime partner.
He wasn't the same guy, I know. I mean, he's a lot older, but he had no life in his eyes. He was subdued. He had changed. He just kind of lost the spark.
Weeks turned against his former boss after learning Bulger, who ran a murderous criminal enterprise for 20 years, had spent much of that time as a government informant, the kind of man Bulger always referred to as a rat. During the trial, Weeks and Bulger cursed each other after a defense question about Weeks' role and his regrets.
Basically what he asked me was, he says, you have no regrets in life. Nothing bothers you. I says, you know what bothered me? I says, we killed five people. He says, and that bothered you? I says, no, what bothered me is we killed people for being rats, and I had the two biggest rats right next to me.
Defense lawyers argued Bulger never provided any useful information to the government. And though Bulger's lawyers argued crime partner Steve Flemmie killed two women, Weeks testified he had seen Jim Bulger murder Deborah Hussey with his own eyes.
And I walked out, and there was Jimmy strangling her. She had walked in the house with Stevie, and Jimmy jumped out and started strangling her. And he killed her, and then she was brought downstairs and, you know, ultimately buried.
Do you ever think of the look on Debbie Hussey's face?
No.
Do you remember the look?
Not really.
Do you remember Bulger and how he reacted after?
He laid down and went to sleep.
Why?
He always did. He was nice and relaxed.
In December 1994, Bulger fled South Boston after a corrupt FBI agent tipped him off the feds were closing in. After a worldwide manhunt, Bulger was finally arrested in Santa Monica, California in 2011.
Whitey Bulger stood up and said he didn't get a fair trial. It was a sham. He had been given immunity by a corrupt prosecutor. What do you think of that?
I'll equate it to this. He got a fair trial than the people we killed.
Do you think Jim Bulger ever lies awake at night thinking about the people he allegedly killed or he killed?
I think he lies awake at night thinking of the people he should have killed and didn't kill.
If Jim Bulger were sitting across from you right now,
right,
what would you want to say to him? What would you tell him?
I'd have to shoot him because he'd be trying to shoot me.
Jeez.
No.
That's pretty compelling stuff. Now, also, the Boston host who's followed this radio guy named Howie Carr has been on the air for a number of times, and I don't mean this to sound like a jerk, but I will tell the story a little bit because it plays somewhat. I was the operations director of WEEI in Boston in the mid-'80s, and Howie was a reporter and columnist for the Boston Herald. And he was pretty opinionated, and he had an interesting gift of gab, and he really sounded kind of like one of those damn dads, deeds and does guys from Boston, and he wanted to go on the radio. And actually, there was a certain amount of interest, but this was a news station at the time, and we weren't doing really any talk other than after 8 o'clock we did, actually 10 o'clock we did a sports talk show, and then at midnight Larry King came on. But it wasn't really daytime job. He just wanted to get on, and he did eventually, and has become very successful But he's still, in a way, sounds like one of the Dem Dat D's and Do's guys. He talks to Mark Simone, who's a host in New York here, about why Carr thinks Whitey Bulger didn't take the stand, since he really didn't have anything to lose anyway.
He knows he's getting convicted. He knows he's going to jail for life. Why didn't he take the stand? He had nothing to lose. He could commit perjury, do whatever he wanted, and say whatever he wanted. Why not get on the stand?
Because I think he just would have been too devastating to his ego to face that. The first question, see, what's come out in the last few years is that he claims he's not a rat, and that he's not a rat, but he had immunity to kill people. So, and even though he had immunity, and the guy that gave him the immunity is now conveniently dead, but when he went on the lam, the guy was alive. So why didn't he just stay around and have the guy explain that he had immunity, but instead he went on the lam for 16 years? So, that's the story he wanted to put out there, that he had this immunity. And they told him, well, there's no proof, so the only way you can prove it is to go on the stand. And so now that's where he's going to base his failed appeal on. It's not going anywhere. But on cross-examination, Mark, they would have pointed out, they'd come up with documents that when he was a bank robber back in the 20s, back in his 20s, back in the mid-1950s, the first time he was caught as a bank robber, he immediately gave up the two other guys in his gang to get a reduced sentence. So this guy has been alive. This guy's been a rat, an informant, a stool pigeon, whatever you want to call him, longer than most people have been alive.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to claim he's not a stool pigeon.
I'm watching these people on the news, and they say, well, thank God justice has been done. Thank God they finally. But the guy got to 83 before they got him. You got to give him credit.
Right. I mean, the Fed said, he was complaining that he needed a couple of days off because he wasn't getting, it was too tough on him having to get up at 83 at 4 o'clock in the morning. And the prosecutor said, hey, this guy had 16 years to rest up for this thing. And blessed. He's living out in Santa Monica. That's a pretty nice place to be living in retirement. And then he also used to claim, this was hilarious, Mark, you'd love this. He you get old, you have to go to the bathroom more often, You get to be like, they start to court at like 8:45 at 9:30 or so. They haven't got the break's not coming for another hour or so. He'd start whispering to his lawyer, and then the lawyer would say, Your Honor, can we take an abbreviated break here? My client really needs to go to the bathroom.
All right. Whitey Bulger. He'll be in jail, yep, for the rest of his life, and claim that he didn't get a fair trial. Don't you love it when those guys, and who was the informant said that he got a better trial, a more fair trial than the people that he murdered, and the somebody
right.
said, yeah, for that. You got any comments on Facebook or Twitter on Whitey Bulger?
Someone named West Coast Gigi says, I'm glad that after this news cycle, I will never have to hear the name of this old blank, blank, blank again.
Okay, well, that's probably true. He'll go away, and who knows what somebody will do to him when he's in jail. Although you wonder whether guys like that have protection. You think when these guys, somebody like Whitey Bulger, who's probably got friends on the inside, but he may have a few enemies on the inside, too. So you wonder what happens down the road. It's 16 before the hour, and good day.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The
You too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dive bag practice app free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands, bundle price to save $150, just $329. 10 pairs of drumsticks, just $10 after $20 instant rebate. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
It was the moment I realized I was about to lose my job.
I found myself searching for pills instead of just being with my family.
At that moment, I finally decided to get help for my addiction to opioids.
The prescription painkillers.
At TurnToHelpNow.com, you'll learn that opioid dependence is a real medical condition and that there are different ways to get help, including those in a private setting, without the need for daily visits.
That moment led me to TurnToHelpNow.com.
Make now your moment. Visit TurnToHelpNow.com today.
My company designed that sound for a horror film, but I like to play it when I did accounting, invoicing, or scary admin stuff. But now, using Sage One, I play this sound.
Sage One is the simple online app that makes accounting easy, so you can get back to what you love faster. Go from to time is money. Be stingy with it. Visit BeStingy.com now for a free month of Sage One.
Where's this one going?
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia's next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
888-302-3684, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ken Kessler and Doug with some of the issues of the day interpreted by some pretty good talk hosts. Here's Garrett Lewis talking to Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach about the simple way people are getting into our country. This is the issue on immigration.
This is mind-boggling to me. So there's really nothing you could do, because tell me if I'm wrong here. Again, you're the legal mind. If you go up to the border, if you're one of these people, and you go up to the border and you tell the border agent, my life's in danger, or there's a credible fear. Even if they say no, you can literally say, well, I appeal that, I want to see a judge. No matter what, they get to be in our country legally while they await a hearing from a judge, right?
That's correct. If any person can come, you know, this is part of our great American tradition of giving refuge to political, former political prisoners, people fleeing political persecution. I mean, that's part of our nation's identity, right? So previously that hadn't been abused. And yes, you do get a right to go before an immigration judge. What you don't get a right, or before an asylum judge, what you don't get a right to, though, is necessarily be free and walk around in the United States while you're waiting for that hearing. And that's what these Dream 9 got, which means that, you know, in essence, their claim, which is a ridiculous claim, was being taken seriously.
I guess maybe are people fatigued with this, but since you have the Gang of Eight pushing the amnesty bill, this would seem like it's a pretty big flipping deal. And this should be like the lead story. And there should be people, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, just Americans should say, you can't do this kind of a thing. But there's really no pushback from any leaders in the Democrats or the Republicans on this, is there?
Yeah, you're right. And this should be a warning shot across the bow to every American who cares about the rule of law, which means cares about our entire system, because the administration, if it continues to give some credibility to these asylum claims, then has completely shredded the definition of asylum and reassembled it for purely political reasons. And this is on top of last year, the administration violating federal law by ordering ICE agents to break the law and give Dreamers an executive amnesty, which has caused 10 ICE agents to sue the administration, and I represent them. So the administration's disregard for the law is just outrageous. And so going into these amnesty debates in Congress, anyone who thinks this administration is actually going to follow the rules as part of the bargain and is going to strictly enforce some law, some enforcement angle as part of the bargain, is dreaming.
Yeah. Getting across the border is easier than you think. If you're a good swimmer, you're all set. It's 51 after on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Here we are at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A lot of talk this week, Kenny, about the stop and frisk law in New York because of the ruling that the law, the policy, is unconstitutional. So let's get a little backgrounder from a host named Hillary Barsky, who talked to a former detective in the New York Police Department, Harry Houck, about the ruling itself. And then we'll see if we can find something that is more from the New Yorker's point of view. This is sort of a general overview. And I guess put into the conversation, would you like this to happen to you if you were walking down the street in some major city?
How do you feel about this? This was a major blow to our administration and to the city, would you say?
Yeah, well, no doubt that this is going to probably... you know, go to the fact that we're going to have a higher crime rate in the city as a result of this. You know, the biggest thing in this ruling to me here is that police officers have got to feel that they're going to be backed up and indemnified by the city if they make a stop. You know?
So, yeah.
You know,
yes.
Back in the day when I was doing these stop and frisks all the time, we would stop somebody who fit the description of
sure.
a perpetrator.
But here's the thing, Harry. Let me ask you. There will always be racial profiling. There will always be profiling. Okay, a person fits a certain description of a terrorist. So they go through the scanner at the airport. They're going to be targeted, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so this ain't going to go away.
No, well, I'll tell you what here. You know, I just started reading this 198-page ruling.
Yes.
And what I found very interesting, the judge stated that no person should be stopped because he or she matches a vague or a generalized description. Let's say, like, such as a male, black, aged 18 to 20. You've got a perpetrator out there. You know, you're working in a high-crime neighborhood. There's mm-hmm. nothing but blacks there, all right? The perpetrators, 99.9% of them are blacks, or they might be Hispanic. All right. Who are you going to stop? You are going to stop a black male. Now, let's say, you know, we've got a black male committed a robbery, 18 to 24, all right, wearing a red shirt, blue pants, about 6'4", all right?
Mm-hmm.
That is enough to stop somebody. That is enough for reasonable suspicion. But what I found very interesting, what the judge says, is the judge said that police officers were stopping just black males between the age of 18 and 24.
Hmm.
Right, without any kind of further description.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Right, that's what they're saying. I mean, we're only talking, you know, four cases here and the thousands of stop and frisks that happen every day.
Hmm. Interesting stat. All right, here's another host named Todd Meneses talking about the policy and the declaration that it is unconstitutional.
The judge ruled now that New York's stop and frisk policy is unconstitutional. Federal judge says the New York Police Department deliberately violated the civil rights of tens of thousands of New Yorkers. Those against it say it basically amounts to racial profiling, conducting stops in a racially discriminatory manner. Without cause or suspicion, those in favor, including the mayor of New York, Mayor Bloomberg, said, and the police commissioner defended, saying, stop and frisk, it's a life-saving crime-fighting tool. So who's right and who's wrong on that one? And would you want to be stopped and frisked? For those of you who think it's a crime-fighting tool, is it because you've never been stopped and frisked? You've never been racially profiled? I don't think I ever have. Pretty sure I've never been stopped anywhere and checked. And if you say, I often hear that we need to follow the Constitution, we need to follow the Constitution, we need to follow the Constitution. Yet, in a lot of instances, those of you who are texting me and saying that this is a crime-fighting tool, you're the first ones to scream that government's not following the Constitution. So you can't have it both ways. And yes, I understand in police work, and I've said this before, look, you have to have some sort of racial profiling, okay? If you want to call it that.